Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Good morning, good morning, good morning, or good afternoon, good evening. This is the 32nd recording, and this is in the part of the book that Sidi is answering questions. The degree of the woman in the religion of Islam, we're on page 157. And, we're finishing up the major section, which is the care of women and children. We'll be finishing this, and then there's questions and answers about the marriage of beloveds in the way of Allah. So the rest, looks like the rest of the book, actually. I know there's some more things here. Birth of a child. Yeah, so there's a few more subsections that are coming up, too. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. So this is a continuation of questions about the prophethood and women. Question, but why during the entire existence of the world, from Adam until Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was there not one woman who was a prophet? See, my beloved, this is a very deep and holy question. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always chose a man to give the outside message to the people. Why? As I said before, men have a strong, gross katif quality, usually more than a woman, and Allah put this katif quality into men, and we cannot say why or what about that. This is from the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and for this reason men carry more from the outside world and from the outside people than women can. But Allah gave the woman everything from the message. He gave her the real message, the essence of the truth of the message, like the example which I gave you before. Maryam completely contained Isa, alayhi wasalam. She cared about him in the right way, even before she gave birth to him. And when she was a small child, her father and mother had to leave her alone, but the people wanted to care about her until Zachariah, alayhi wasalam, took her and she began to grow with deep blessing. Many times when Zachariah went to see her, he found her surrounded by summer fruit in the winter. These were signs. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had never given signs like this before to any man. This was very special, and it meant that she contained the Prophet, alayhi wa salam. She had the message from the beginning, but she did not become a prophet because she did not have the strong quality necessary to meet all the people on the outside. You know what happened to all the prophets. They had to meet all the outside people, and they often had to remain in outdoors all day, meeting their followers, answering their questions, fighting with people and trying to make them believe. For example, look at what people made for the Prophet Ibrahim, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They put him in the fire. You cannot have a swimming pool unless you have the pool and the water. The woman is the pool who contains the water of the truth. For that reason, the prophet or any man could not really live or give his message if there was not a woman who contained him. When the woman is a beloved of Allah, she always gives in the perfect way that Allah wants from her to give. The woman is more sensitive, but this does not mean, and it is important to know this, that the man is stronger than the woman. She has something that makes her stronger, maybe seven times stronger. Also, the fact that she can give birth forbids her from giving the message. When you have children, do you think that you can still find time to go out, meet all those people and give the message? Tell me, Is this possible? There is wisdom behind everything, and the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He makes everything in His perfect way, its perfect place. Questions and answers about the marriage of beloveds in the way of Allah. Student. How can I tell you with words about my happiness? I am happy, more than happy, for everything that Allah made for me. I'm in the garden with my beloved and I feel much love inside of me, and this love helps me to carry the changes in my life. This love makes me very soft and I begin to find a completely new side of myself. Allah gives everyone a new creation in every moment. There is nothing real anymore, only this moment. It's difficult for me to think in any conventional terms, to think of the future, for example, or to want something. I am without wishes and I am happy. When I am longing for your presence or to be in Jerusalem, I only have to look at the sun or the moon and I hear you say, there is only one sun and one moon for all the world. Allah is everywhere. Be wherever you are. Allah also seems not to want to give us a child too quickly. And it seems as if I am not pregnant. Allahu Alim. I'm very happy with everything Allah makes. Allah knows best what we need. Sidi. Answers. I would like from you, my beloved, first to be the real beloved for your beloved, and to be a real sister in the same way, and a real mum for him, and to give him everything that he wants. And to be the ocean for him because he can swim in his ocean in the deep way. This is a very holy and very deep chance for you to be earth and to look at him like you look at me because he carries my face and I love him like I love you. Then you see the tree of the love growing in his home and she is full of every fruit and everyone can sit under this holy tree. To be a real tree from the trees of the garden of Allah. Your letter reached me and I thank God about your case with your beloved. Everything is from Allah. Keep yourself always inside this holy tree and at the same time give space for the holy child. If Allah wants to give, because God gave you the holy child when you were on the holy mountain, but you didn't give and your beloved also didn't give space for the holy child to grow. But anyway, this is very beautiful and I'm very happy. The important thing for me is to see my beloveds happy, and this is a deep praying for me, because the bride of Allah could not leave the beloved without his love. But it is very important for you both to be wise, because your father is waiting to see his son from his beloveds. Student. When Allah made the holy marriage between my beloved and me in Jerusalem through your holy hand, you said that through my heart he could walk to find his beloved God and that I could guide him to the truth. I felt in my heart, how is it that through me my beloved can come to the truth? How can I guide him through this holy journey? I felt worried because even though I had walked through you, beloved, I did not know how my beloved could come to the truth through my heart. And how I could help him to walk. The same time I trusted that Allah would help me because without his help I can do nothing and I knew deeply that our marriage was deeply perfect both for my beloved and myself. At the same time I knew my beloved would have difficulty in surrendering to the outside form of this way and by that I mean the Salat and the Wudu and the Ramadan fast and the pilgrimage and the sacrifice of animals. And everything you give to us from our beloved God in order to keep this holy body, the presence, and surrender to his beloved God. For without these acts, we cannot purify our vessel in order to contain the holy water of the deep, secret love. With all of this, we walked and we left your holy presence to walk with you in the deep world of the soul with our beloved God. I know that my beloved God is testing me again and again to go through everything beyond every picture, to trust and to surrender to him completely because he knows more than what I need. But what I feel I need from you, my beloved Father, and I ask from you from the deep politeness, is what your heart tells you about what Allah is making between my beloved and myself in our holy marriage. CD answers. My beloved in my heart and the soul of Allah who carries me after she knows me like herself, because she understands how to be the real slave for her beloved God, and she does not stop with any pictures, but she goes through everything and she is still walking without the why or the what. And she always makes the holy marriage with her beloved who gives her everything in the world of the unity. She knows the real love, and for that she knows how to give and how to take. I'm sure you are strong more than any word that meets you. For that you are the mother. I mean that you contain your child, and you can feed him in the perfect way of the Prophet, the beloved of Allah, who loves you like you love him. In the same time, you are water for everyone who carries what you carry. Excuse me. For that you love everyone with the same love. The love of your father who loves everyone as he loves you. Why not? You're the ocean like any one of his beloveds. For that I do not worry, because you are stronger than anything, and you know how to guide anyone who lives with you, especially your beloved, who needs to be more patient and to give more. You have all the teaching, and Allah shows you how to be with him in the perfect way. Follow everything that I say to you. Student, about the fasting, beloved, we have a question, because often during the day, when Allah permitted, my beloved and I would lie together, and from the love we couldn't stop ourselves from kissing one another, not in a passionate way, but in the soft way from the love. Is this right or is it not right? And if it is not right, does this mean that we have broken our fast and then we should make payment for the poor people or fast these days again? You can give everything to your beloved, but not to make love when you make psalm. You can kiss and you can take everything, but know how to be. Student asks, also I want to ask about when my beloved has her period. What is from the right and what is from the wrong about giving the love to each other? I am sure that Allah is the mercy, and that if we give from the love to the love, he forgives us, but help us to know what is best for us. CD answers, beloved, if your beloved has her period, be careful, because Allah is the merciful. In this time, your beloved needs rest, and it is not right to make love with her in this case, and be patient. In any case, you can give her love in the spiritual way, and you can kiss her, but not to make any outside love with her. The deep traveling is deeper than what you talk about. I am sure that God helps you. Student asks, of course, I'm very happy and I thank Allah for this holy marriage, which is the deepest blessing and the real walking and the real yearning and the real traveling. But at the same time, I have not felt my heart to be really open or to be singing deeply the song of the deep love and the thanking and the praising, the song from the heart of unity. This has been a difficult station, because my beloved is full of the love and she opens her heart for me completely. She's the mercy and the earth, and for this my heart weeps, because it feels unable to return this love in the same way. At the same time, I feel unable to contain her completely, so that when we give the love from one to another, we are still a long way from finding completely together the garden of the unity. I know, of course, that this is part of the blessing of this holy marriage, because this is the real walking and the real himma. And through this holy marriage, we are traveling deeper to find the unity in everything. But at times, we are no closer to this blessed state than we were in the beginning. CD answers. How beautiful it is when the beloved can give the love for his beloved, like the child who drinks from the source of his milk. For that I see that she is the cup for him, and he also is the cup for her. This means that these beloveds can give in the perfect way and in the right time for each other, without why and without what. For that he throws himself between the arms of his beloved, and he doesn't want to leave the garden which Allah gives him. For that I say that she is the garden for him, and he is the garden for her, and I'm sure that my beloved son can see himself in the essence of his deep secret love through his beloved. And the same thing for my daughter through her beloved. And this is the meaning of when I say she is he, and he is she, and after that there is no he or she but God. With the patience, my beloved son, you can travel with your beloved. You need to break the veil always, and to give your beloved the chance always to give you all of her love, because from her love you can understand and you can walk deeply. And God shows you his world, but in his way. Beloveds who I love, be careful not to destroy the love of Allah and take everything easily. With your patience, you can see yourself that you are the real food for your beloved. For that, you need to give more, but it is very important to give your beloved the complete space to swim in your ocean. This is what I see, my beloved. Student asks, before some time I came home and saw my beloved and the child sleeping peacefully, and I was down completely, and I said in my heart, O Allah, such a sweet family you give to me as a sign of your love for me, and what do I give to you? And I had to weep then. The world is passing, and I have the feeling that with every minute without the deep love and knowing, I lose something deep which no one can bring back. Is this from the love of the life of this dunya, or is it from the love of the living one? I see myself in the same case like maybe the Arabs before Islam. They saw themselves as part of things that happened through other powers and on which they had no influence. They felt themselves as the objects of predestined things, the qada of decree and qadar of power. And they did not believe in another world to come where one would meet Allah face to face. I also know that it is important to know him now in this life, but when I read the Quran and Allah speaks and says, and give to your field cultivated land as you wish and go forward to each other. And I asked myself how it will be if I should meet him and I will have nothing between my hands to present to him. It is as if I myself am speaking and say, if you haven't put everything in its place, how can you go deep now and take your chance from what Allah gives? How can you walk straight through other worlds if you don't know how to walk in this world? I stop then in the holy nights and deep moments where one can meet with one's beloved pass. Sidi says, always the traveler in the way of Allah is between the Jalal and the Jamal. For that it's important for him to be very careful when he is in the Jalal or in the Jamal, about who puts him in these holy stations, with whom he sits, for whom he works, and for whom he gives, and for whom he takes. For that, the beloved Muhyiddin ibn Arabi, speaking with the tongue of Allah, said, the important thing for everyone who travels in the way of Allah is to see me. In every face, in every case, in every time, I am not absent, but always all that you see through the material thing is some of my existence. You are the tongue of this existence. You are the eye of this existence. For that, he says, look inside me and you will find me inside you. Through your tongue I speak, through your eyes I see, and through your ears I hear. Through everything that you have, I am in it. And for that, it is very important for anyone who loves me to be with me in everything and to be ready for everything that I give. It is very important to know, my beloved, that you are not weak. You carry his reality. Because of that, you are very strong. But know how to understand and know how to give through the word of this holy Quran, meaning to follow his order through this holy book and to swim inside this holy book. Then you will begin to give. If he didn't love you, he would not make you a real beloved for him. For that, he wants you always to be earth for his reign. And you need to give more, meaning to pray more and to read his holy book more and to listen to his word in the deep way and to follow what he says to you. Then he opens everything for you and you feed yourself and you begin to live inside his circle and you don't worry about anything from this dunya. This means that you have the deep yearning. For that, he says through the tongue of his beloved Ibrahim, if I do not love you, I do not call you, and I do not show you how to be a real slave for me. Yes, anyway, my beloved, thank Allah about what he gives you. He opens the door for you, the door of the knowing, and you are full of his knowing. But I am sure that you want to take more. You want to drink the water in one moment. Remember what Allah says. They have only been given a little of the knowledge, and this is what He exalted as He says to the Prophet Muhammad. My holy son, the door is open for you. You can feed yourself in the deepest way through what your father says and from the holy books that you have after you, and make the real istighfar. I'm sure that God puts you now in the test for His cleaning. And this is from the deepest love. This is from the very holy sign. And for that, continue and don't give any chance for anything not for Allah. Your case is really a holy case, and Allah blesses you. That brings us to the bottom of page 164, where we'll close the reading for today. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.